Well, the walls are closing in on Crown Casino. Four directors are gone, and there's pressure on those who remain. Helen Coonan has stepped into the role as executive chairwoman. Liquor and Gaming has held its second meeting now to discuss the future of Barangaroo. Let's go to Philip Crawford, who's the chairman of New South Wales Liquor and Gaming. Good morning to you, Philip.
Hey, g'day, Ben. How are you going?
I'm doing well. How did the meeting go yesterday?
Oh, it's a long day. It's our monthly meeting, Ben, but part of it was dedicated to dealing with the ongoing Crown matter. So I think we finished at about 6 o'clock last night. Long day, but all good.
Are you happy for Helen Coonan to stick around?
I needed to stick around, Ben. As I was saying yesterday, I mean, Crown's in crisis management, and I'm delighted that I've got someone to talk to. If she was gone, I just don't know who we'd have to talk to, and I'm sure investors and a lot of people would like to make sure the company at least has an ongoing dialogue with us as they try to get through this period of crisis.
The other directors who were under pressure have read the room and said, OK, I'm going to pull the pin. Apart from Harold Mitchell, he's still hanging in there by his fingertips.
Yeah, look, I'm talking to Helen Coonan about that. We think he needs to move on, and there's an ongoing dialogue there, so I suppose watch this space, Ben.
When will a final decision be made as far as what happens with Barangaroo?
Look, it'll be down the track. It'll be weeks and months. It won't be years, but Helen's working pretty quickly, and we're keeping a very close eye on her. On Monday, I wrote to her and gave her our formal notification that we accepted Bergen's finding that the Crown was unsuitable, and then commencing the consultation process. And we asked a lot of questions, and we're waiting to get a response back. But you probably noticed that they're kicking off maybe an inquiry in WA now, and there's issues happening over there. So I really hope that doesn't destabilise the path we're on at the moment. We want to give them the opportunity to see if they can fix up their problems. If they can't, they'll never get to suitability and the licence will go. But at the moment, they've got to work a lot pretty hard and, you know, get on with it as quickly as they can.
And are you going to demand these gambling cards to reduce the flow of cash and the possibility of money laundering?
What I want to do is to work pretty closely with the industry and the casinos in developing technology. I think it's crazy not to. But I want to hear what they've got to say. And, I mean, I'm happy if they, you know, they develop the technology and get the benefits and own it. But we just need to collect data, and it just seems to me in an age of technology, we're crazy not to utilise it to try to keep these money launderers and organised crime out of these institutions.
Philip, we'll talk to you again, and good luck with those negotiations.
Okay, thanks, Ben. All the best. Thanks for talking.
Good on you. Philip Crawford, who does a great job as chairman of the New South Wales Liquor and Gaming Authority.